Chapter 34. Big Things, Small Packages. The amount of aluminum contained in pediatric vaccines is tiny, an amount measured in micrograms rather than grams or even milligrams. Because of its toxicity, however, if the amount of aluminum hydroxide contained in a single injection were administered into a particularly sensitive part of the brain, it would almost certainly result in death. Thankfully, this rarely happens. Most people assumed the inclusion of the neurotoxin was safe because of dilution. It was thought that the ingredients in vaccines once injected would evenly disperse throughout the body, like pouring a package of Kool-Aid mix into water. It was thought as the aluminum hydroxide was absorbed and distributed through the lymphatic and circulatory systems, its danger should decrease as it was diluted further and further, eventually into nearly nothing. While descriptions of this phenomenon may seem like common sense, it has recently become apparent that something very different happens, both in the way aluminum hydroxide is absorbed and distributed. In 2016, the Toxicology Journal published a study that changed nearly everything about the way dosages of aluminum hydroxide should be considered. The results of the paper suggested that within injections, less aluminum was more dangerous. According to the authors, it was, quote, an unexpected result. An extraordinary understatement, to say the least. In the study, researchers injected mice with varying amounts of the aluminum adjuvant contained in vaccines. After the injections, they monitored the mice for three things: changes in their behavior, immune activation within the brain, and the actual amount of aluminum that had reached the brain. The results were surprising. The mice who had received the least amount of aluminum per injection actually fared the worst. They exhibited more changes to their behavior, there was more immune activation, and scientists recorded more aluminum in their brain. Although this phenomenon made no sense at first, it began to come into focus in light of the sore arms children receiving the shots reported. When the body encounters aluminum, it correctly perceives it to be an invader and answers the threat. For reasons not completely understood, one of the ways it responds is by walling off the aluminum with fibrous tissue, a process which results in granulomas, or nodules. These formations can sometimes be visible as tiny lumps under the dermis, while others are larger, deeper, and cause aching muscles and red skin. Apparently, when the body encounters a large amount of aluminum, it responds aggressively with granuloma formation, an occurrence which frequently concerned those who developed early versions of the shot. What was not realized, however, was that with smaller amounts of aluminum, the painful tissue formation the body used to protect itself was nearly absent. This boded well for the arms of children across the country, but perhaps not other parts of their body. Without the encapsulation that larger aluminum injections produced, the ingredient was free to travel throughout the body, a situation made even more concerning given its neurotoxic effects. But this wasn't the only discovery that generated concern. Another seemingly unrelated study would begin to cast additional light on how such tiny amounts of the metal were capable of causing such tremendous harm. The chief protector within the body's immune system is its white blood cells. These components, through a complex system of identification and tagging, are capable of recognizing and engulfing invading microbes and pathogens, a process which usually destroys the invaders and reinforces their identification as foreign. It is an ingenious system whose complexity is thought to be more poorly understood than the brain itself. Throughout human history, this sequence of identification and destruction were robust enough to keep humans alive despite constant attack. Beginning with the aluminum-containing diphtheria vaccine in 1932, the injection of metal into children created a new problem the body was never designed to defend. The dietary aluminum any human being might ingest on a given day is much different. It's in an ionic form that's easily filtered and excreted by the kidneys. The aluminum employed in pediatric vaccines is in a nanoparticulate form, a structure which is much more difficult for the body to remove. The immune system immediately recognizes aluminum hydroxide as an invader, but's unable to do much about it. Besides the formation of granulomas to prevent its spread, the white blood cells appear unable to destroy the aluminum. In a fruitless attempt, they consume the aluminum hydroxide, but it remains inside them, untouched, waiting for the cell to die a natural death. By itself, this might appear an odious occurrence, but in 2015, the Journal of Inorganic Biochemistry published a paper with implications that border on the diabolical. The study described the way aluminum is evidently transported within the white blood cells themselves. Unable to destroy it, aluminum hitches a ride inside the immune system's macrophages as they make their way through the circulatory and lymphatic vessels. While this might seem like an innocuous discovery, one unlikely to cause additional harm, the mechanism by which white blood cells traverse the body should terrify anyone intent upon injecting their children with aluminum.